It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. In Pennsylvania, the execution date for convicted rapist and murderer Sheldon Hannibal came and went last week with no execution. Pennsylvania has a moratorium on executions in place since 2015, and it isn't alone. Eight states have actively halted their death penalty programs, while others have slowed them down significantly. There's new evidence now that Americans' support for the death penalty is waning. 55% of Americans now say they favor capital punishment. That's the lowest number in about 40 years. Maurice Shema is staff writer for the Marshall Project. He's been looking into the death penalty at the state and federal level and what we might expect in 2018. Thanks for being here, Maurice.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
First, why is support for the death penalty at such a low for Americans right now?
There are a lot of reasons, but I think a big one is just over the last, 10 or 20 years, a steady uptick in exonerations, people who are found to be innocent on death row, questions about whether someone innocent has been executed. And then also, I think defense attorneys have done a pretty good job showing the public that a lot of, individual people who did commit murder may have been portrayed in a really negative way at their trial, sort of a monster, might have kind of mitigating circumstances, whether it's intellectual disability, poverty, trauma in their lives, these sorts of things that kind of put a new face on the people that have been sentenced to death.
Well, the polling suggests lower support for the death penalty than at least in several decades, but you've been looking at what factors could influence how many executions there might be in 2018 and what could contribute to a drop in numbers or to a resurgence in support for the death penalty. It's counties where local DAs decide whether to pursue capital verdicts or not. What's going on at the local level when it comes to the death penalty?
That's right. It's up to the DA in your county to decide whether a case merits the death penalty, given if you live in a state where the death penalty exists. And a lot of cities over the last couple of years have elected district attorneys who have campaigned on sort of reform messages, arguing that they're going to send fewer people to prison for shorter sentences, but also that they're going to either do away with the death penalty entirely or just use it more judiciously. And this has happened in counties that were historically centers of the death penalty. And so we'll see over the year whether those campaign pledges hold true from these district attorneys or whether, some really heinous crimes come along that kind of force them to rethink their positions.
And whether this politics at the local level trickles up to the state capitals, because as you point out, local jurisdictions convict people with death penalties, but it's up to the states to carry them out.
That's right. And, you see certain states like California, Nevada, where lots and lots of people go to death row, but there are pretty much no executions because, like I said, the district attorney might have something to politically gain by sending them to death row. But if there's more political ambivalence in the state, if there's, more liberals, more Democrats in positions of authority who might be a little more opposed to the death penalty, you're seeing governors and attorney generals who might say, well, let's just let them sit on death row. Let's not really push through all of the things that have to happen in order to really carry out an execution, which we've now seen as a fairly intensive process to sort of get through.
Well, Maurice, there are lots of countervailing pressures here. In some places, the death penalty remains very, very popular. It sounds like, really, in the end, it's the Supreme Court that would have to declare capital punishment unconstitutional for it to really go away in this country.
That's absolutely right. Without the Supreme Court stepping in, I think we would see the death penalty slow down to a trickle, which is really almost what has happened. One case every year or so, you could imagine that happening. But for it to really disappear completely, the Supreme Court would have to say it's unconstitutional, it's cruel and unusual. And in the Trump era, that seems very unlikely.
Maurice Shema, thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Maurice Shema is a staff writer for the Marshall Project.